Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston, the place where they were hit by a hurricane about a month ago, and these guys have got it going on around here. They got things back up and running, and it looks like pretty much no worse for the wear. There's a few signs around that look like maybe, you know, they've had a little bit of a dusting up, a few bumps and bruises, but looks pretty darn good actually. I'm pretty impressed with how they've gotten things back going again in the last 30 days here in the Houston area. Folks, I want to introduce you to Patricia Garcia. She's Executive Vice President of People's Trust Federal Credit Union and the President and CEO of Signal Hill Financial Services here in the Texas area. And it's basically a credit union. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about, and of course you know about the financial crisis, the banking challenges that we have, the global financial crisis that's often called, and it really is. It's been a big problem. And I wanted Pat to join us to talk to us a little bit about how credit unions are doing in all this and how they're faring, and also the role that credit unions have in helping small businesses. Pat Garcia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
It's good to have you here. Now, you're here in the Houston area, aren't you?
That's correct. I'm in downtown Houston. That's where our executive offices are.
How badly were your offices hurt by the hurricane?
We didn't have any damage. We had one office here in downtown Houston that had a window crack. But other than that, we did fairly well in all six branches.
But the power was out for a week or two, right?
We had power out in two of our branches, but not in our downtown Houston office.
Right.
We have generators there.
Well, good. Well, you guys have plenty of time to prepare, and I know that saved a lot of property and a lot of lives, I'm sure.
We certainly did.
Yep. You got to make sure when they warn you about these hurricanes, if you're in the direct line of one of them, you need to go ahead and believe those guys, don't you?
Right. One of our main objectives in preparing for a hurricane is always to make sure that we're available for our clients when they need us, particularly right after or before the storm.
Well, that's a big deal, especially for small businesses, isn't it? Because we've got to have access to moving our cash around, don't we?
Absolutely. One of the necessities during the storm is making sure we're available with cash on hand. We have people on the phone to answer the phones.
Now, your credit union is very much like a lot of credit unions around the world. Most credit unions started out as an adjunct to a local industry, right?
That's correct, to a local employer or industry.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen this many times around the country, a steel mill or a paper plant or an automobile manufacturing company or something like that, and they'd have, you know, 1,000, 2,000, whatever, 5,000 employees.
Right.
And maybe even a government entity would have that many employees, and so they had enough critical mass that they actually were able to start a financial institution to support those employees, right?
That's correct. That's exactly what a credit union is. It's a financial cooperative, people with a common bond, and typically the common bond is the employer or the type of employer or the government entity.
And oftentimes those credit unions were actually named after the company. In the case of your credit union, you were once a Shell credit union, right?
That's correct. We were at one point since 1935 the Shell Employees Federal Credit Union for the Shell Oil employees in downtown Houston.
And over the years, even though Shell is still around in your area, a lot of times the plants actually closed and the employees went away, but the credit union stayed alive because they changed their name and basically became a community financial entity, and also with some help from Congress, right?
That's correct. Every credit union really should decide and does decide after their employer either goes away or shuts down, or if they plan to expand in the community, whether they need to follow suit with the employer group if they shut down, or whether they should stay open for the community and maybe possibly even change their name to continue to serve the community.
Mm-hmm. That's what you did.
That's exactly what we did. We started working with other employer groups in town, here in town, in 1987, and as a result of that, we have over 100 more employer groups work with us. So we changed our name in 2005.
So you go out and enroll other or ask other employers to allow their employees to join, and it's just mm-hmm. it's just a choice they make. I mean, that's all that happens. It doesn't
right.
stop them from doing business with other banks or whatever. It's just that they choose to they now have the opportunity to be part of your organization. We've talked about credit unions quite a bit on the show over the years. Mm-hmm. And when we come back, Pat Garcia is going to talk to us a little bit about how her credit union, the one she works with, the one she helps run, what it does for small businesses and why it's important in this day and time. Let me tell Jim Blasing. Little Steely Dan bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas, which is north of Houston. And we're visiting with our new friend Pat Garcia, who is Executive Vice President of People's Trust Federal Credit Union and President CEO of Signal Hill Financial Services. What is Signal Hill Financial Services, Pat?
Signal Hill is a subsidiary of the People's Trust Federal Credit Union, and we created the entity to provide alternative financial services to our members. We have about 31,000 members, and what we wanted to do is take the power of our members and offer them auto and home insurance, tax services. These are, like I said, all alternative financial services.
Not just a loan or a bank deposit or a CD or whatever.
Right.
Other kinds of, so you basically beefed up the array of products you offer to your members.
Yes, and what we also offer within that umbrella are financial planning and investment services offered through Linsco Private Ledger, our broker-dealer.
I see. So you actually, somebody can actually call you, a small business owner can call you to sign up for a 401k or an IRA or something like that.
Yes, they can, all right. Within credit union branches.
Now, folks, you didn't hear incorrectly. She doesn't call the people who do business with her customers. She calls her members, because if they're going to do business with a credit union, you have to be a member, don't you?
That's correct.
You're actually an investor in a way, aren't you?
Yes, and that's primarily the structure of a credit union, is that our members are our shareholders. We have no outside shareholders. We are owned by our members, and all you have to do to be a member is open an account at the credit union with the minimum of $5.
Right. By the way, I mentioned that I'm at the Minister of Small Business Classic. Your credit union is one of the sponsors of this event, aren't you?
That's correct, yes.
And good for you.
Sponsoring the Small Business Classic for at least 4 years or 5 years now.
Well, it's 5 years old. I've been here all 5 years. This is my mm-hmm. fifth year. And so good for you. Congratulations on that. It's such a worthy cause. Because mm-hmm. everybody should know by now, Pat, if they don't already, that we're going to have a winner on Sunday, weather permitting. We'll have a winner on Sunday.
I'm sure.
But the real winner of these kinds of tournaments, and I've been involved in others around the country in different ways as a volunteer, and in this case, you know, broadcasting my show from here. The real winner of these kinds of events are the charities and the people who receive the benefit of the charities.
That's correct.
And millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars are raised to help charities around the world. So, folks, anything you do, anytime you help a PGA tournament, you really are doing something good for somebody who needs it. Pat, I want to talk to us a little bit about, by the way, give us the website there at the credit union.
www.peoplestrustfcu.org. That's People's Trust, F as in Federal, C as in Credit, U as in Union, .org.
FCU, okay, all right. It's People's Trust, FCU.org, okay.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Do you guys have online banking?
We do have online banking.
All right. During the 21st century.
I'm sorry?
You've come into the 21st century. Good for you.
We sure have. We have a very, very extensive online banking, and we're actually in the process of revamping that in 2009 and adding an entire small business platform.
We love online banking. Online banking is one of the best friends of a small business, or the best thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about how your credit union works with small businesses.
Well, we work with small businesses twofold, Jim. First of all, and we may have touched on it earlier, I'm not really sure, we go out to the small business owner and we ask if they'd like to provide credit union services to their employees. And what that is just providing us or allowing us the opportunity to come into their business and talk to their employees about the importance of saving low-interest loans, et cetera. We do financial planning seminars and saving seminars for their employees during their loan time. I'm sorry?
This doesn't cost the employer anything.
No, it does not cost the employer anything. So the employee benefit, we consider that the employee benefit part of our services, and that's offering credit union services and educational seminars to their employees.
Right.
The other side, the employer or business owner service that we provide is we do also offer business loans, commercial loans, and deposit accounts to small businesses. So it's a twofold approach, one that benefits their employee, one that is for the business owner for their business planning. And then, of course, there's the retirement planning as well.
You know, Pat, I'm a believer in independent community banks and credit unions because locally owned, locally operated.
Right.
And I tell my audience, and my audience knows this, I've said this 1,000 times, maybe 10,000 times over the last almost 11 years. If you're a small business owner, you must have more than one banking account, banking relationship. And one of those, your primary banking relationship, must be a locally owned financial institution, an independent community bank or a credit union. You must have that kind of relationship. And you know what? I've always believed that. I know that it's the case. I know that that's good advice. But right now, in 2008, that advice has never been more valid.
You're absolutely correct. And I think one of the we, from our end, and how we operate with our small businesses is getting to know them, getting to know the business owner, their years of business doing business with us. All of that counts in today's environment. So you're not a credit score, you're not a financial statement, you are an individual, you're an individual business owner, and your history with us is a lot when it comes to underwriting for us.
Well, there's no element in the credit scoring process for character.
Right.
And you've got to, small business owners must be given credit for their character and their history in a way that the calculator, the computer just can't calculate that in the credit scoring process. And that's the reason why I say, folks, you must do business. At least one of your relationships must be with an independent community bank or credit union. Quick break. Stay with us. We come back. I'm going to ask Pat about how the global credit crisis has impacted her credit.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Marvin Gaye. Welcome back at 7 on the Classic Game. Small Business Advocate. Continuing to broadcast live from the Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas. I'll be here all week. And as I said before, the tournament doesn't start on Friday. It's a Champions Tour tournament, folks. And of course, the official tournament starts on Friday, but the actual work begins way earlier than that. The preparation for putting one of these things on begins a year before and continues all during the year. And then it really gets going, though, the first of the week, and a lot of pro-ams during the week, and a lot of money being raised for charities. A lot of the money raised for charities is raised during the week when the pro-ams are going on. And so, folks, if you ever get a chance to support one of these, I encourage you to do that. It's a good thing. It's a good cause. And you get golf on top of that, so it doesn't get any better than that. Pat Garcia is with us. She's Executive Vice President of People's Trust Federal Credit Union. They're one of the sponsors of this tournament. Pat, talk to us about... We've got a financial crisis going on in the world right now. It's a global situation that's unprecedented in our lifetime.
Right.
No question about it. And I'm concerned about it. I'm not going to play Pollyanna role. I'm not going to sit here and play the glad game. I'm trying to make sure small business owners don't get too down in the mouth, because we have to survive, and we have to make sure that we're here when we work our way out of this thing, which we will.
Right.
But I'm curious, because I've checked with my own my own locally owned financial institution that I do business with, I practice what I preach.
Mm-hmm.
I've checked with my own independent community bank and asked them, and I'm not going to say that they haven't been affected because they have upstream banks, they have, you know, different people they do business with, but they aren't hurt themselves because they're locally owned. What about you guys?
Well, we're in the same boat. We did not get affected by this crisis, and there's a lot of reasons for that. The primary reason for that, Jim, is our structure. Is we are owned by our members, and so there are no shareholders and/or board of directors that get paid any large sum of money for any decisions that they make in regards to profitability. So I think that's probably one of the fundamentals that keeps credit unions out of that mess, is that the board of directors is a volunteer board of directors, and it's made up of members of the credit union. Members of the credit union benefit by lower loan rates and higher deposit rates, so they don't get any cash out. So you take that element out, and nobody is trying to control any individual dollars flowing to them. So I think that's one fundamental. I'm sorry?
I think that there are a lot of things to be said for doing business with large banks. There are benefits.
Right.
For one thing, you know, Pat, you're going to get to the point where you probably have already had some small business owners that started out with you, and they
right.
grew to the point where you couldn't serve their financial requirements as they grew, and they got so big. And that happens with independent community banks as well. People get so big, they have to go to a larger bank. So
right.
large banks have a place in this world. But if you're a small business owner, you should, you know, I don't discourage anybody from doing business
right.
with a large bank. I just tell you, don't let that be your only relationship. And frankly, I don't think this is too controversial, Pat. I've been saying it a long time. I don't think that they ought to let you order your primary relationship should be a large bank.
And it's not controversial, Jim. I think the biggest issue is just, like you said, having some diversification in where you do business, I think, is going to allow you, the small business owner, to make decisions during times like this. Yes, right now the big banks have their hands tied because there's a credit crunch, but you're going to find your smaller institutions and or your credit unions, we have a lot of capital right now.
I called my banker and said, "Hey, so are you making loans today?" He said, "Yes, I am. You need some money?"
Absolutely. We're making loans. We have
mm-hmm.
money. And again, a lot of what the credit crisis is going on, we have solid underwriting practices, which is why we're not affected by the subprime mortgages. Doesn't mean we only give you a loan if you're an A credit. Just means that, again, going back to that character piece, who are you and how long have you been a member of the credit union? And if we know that piece, your credit score does play a part,
yep.
but we will more than likely loan to you with that history.
So, Pat, I've told my audience this before. If it weren't for a locally owned independent banking organization,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be.
Wow.
They believed in me when I'm not even sure I would have believed in me.
Well, congratulations.
You know what I mean? I mean, they gave me credit when nobody else would have.
Right.
And I proved to be worthy, but it was tough. And they were my partner, and I'll never forget them for that. In fact, give us that website one more time.
www.peoplestrustfcu.org.
All right. Hey, thanks, Pat, for being here. Good job today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. And my website, folks, I don't think I gave it to you this half hour, is smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you check that out to your advantage. We built them for you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from the Admin Staff, Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.